So far, Brad Nedrud has won cash and prizes totaling $9,683. Today, one of our contestants could win a travel trailer, a shopping spree, a personal computer, or a trip to Aruba, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Nissan 300ZX and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having you with us. Delighted to have you with us on Sale of the Century. If you weren't with us on our last show, we brought the winner's board in, and boy, that worked out very well for our champion. Let's meet him once again, Brad Nedrud. Hello there, Brad.
Hello, Jim.
Got a $15,000 cash shopping spree off that board.
And it's the best kind.
Yeah, and you got a couple of great instant bargains as well. You had a very good day. Are you ready to go again?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Fine champion. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew.
Oh! Did I see you outside the Biograph Theater, okay?
It's Jim.
That's your favorite color, right?
Yes, it is. I love it, too.
Whom did you bring us, Lady in Red?
This contestant cleared a restaurant with one word from San Diego, California. Say hi to Debbie Cristiano.
Hello there, Debbie.
And he knows the perils of peppers. Originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, meet Alan Cervetnik.
Hi there, Alan. Very intriguing introductions, I must say. See you later.
Let's find out what they mean. Alan, you know the perils of peppers?
Yeah, I won a jalapeno eating contest on Cinco de Mayo, and it was about the Cinco de Juno before I could eat again.
I wouldn't think so. They tell me that if you don't touch them with your lips, just bite with the teeth and swallow, it doesn't hurt. Is that...
They lied to you, Jim.
I thought so. I kind of figured they were going to. I'm not going to try it. Nice to have you here, Alan.
Thank you.
Debbie, you cleared a restaurant with one word, I'm afraid to ask.
Yes, my very first day in California, I had lunch at a waterfront restaurant and sat down with my back to the window, turned around, it was all gray outside, no one told me the fog rolled in, so I stood up and yelled, "Oh my God, there's a fire," and the whole restaurant ran out, and only half of them came back.
Oh, they must have loved you in that restaurant, and the Chamber of Commerce loved you too.
Uh-huh.
For mentioning the smog. Nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. Let's get you started with $20 and this question. On TV, who is the partner of a tough ex-judge named Hardcastle? Brad.
McCormick.
McCormick it is. $5 for the correct answer. Put Brad at 25. In the old expression, what do the letters PDQ stand for? Alan?
Pretty darn quick.
Nice. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Yes, you're right. Alan goes to 25. What large vegetable is used to make a jack-o'-lantern? Alan?
A pumpkin.
Pumpkin it is, and the challenger, Alan, goes into the lead by 5. According to FDR, what is the only thing we have to fear, Debbie?
Fear itself.
Yes, indeed. And Debbie's on the plus side, also at 25. You might order a pizza with everything on it except this salty, Alan.
Anchovies.
Yeah, they go with peppers, Alan. Alan gets another one. It's time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And with that winner's board now, all a player has to do is win by $1. And they are champions who get a crack at that winner's board. So, Alan, with that in mind, you've got a $10 lead, and you can buy this.
Oh, this is nice. Oh, Alan, you may find this instant bargain well suited for you. Botany 500 Fashions for the Gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle. Tailored with fine American craftsmanship, furnished by Botany 500. And it's normally priced at $520. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5. Want to take it?
Okay. Very nice. Now, that's very $520 worth of men's suitings for $5.
Looks great.
You would still have the lead. You'd have a $5 lead. And as I say, all you've got to do is win, and you are the champion. Doesn't make any difference how much you win by.
Good-looking suit.
Give you $100 in cash to go with a good-looking suit.
You got to do it.
Okay. Now enjoy the suit. $100 in cash for just $5. Knock that five off Alan's score, and he still has a one-question lead over Debbie and Brad. Name the actress who won an Oscar for her first film role as magical nanny Mary Poppins. Debbie.
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews it is. All three hands going for the buzzer, and Debbie ties Alan for first place. In what southern city can you find Canal Street, the Garden... Brad?
In,
Guys, Canal Street, I was going to say the Garden District, and the French Quarter, New Orleans. Champion couldn't get New Orleans out, and he loses 5 for the incorrect answer, goes down to 20. The best-selling novel of all time is Jacqueline Suzanne's Spicy Debbie.
Once is not enough.
No. There's another one of hers, Spicy Saga. I was going to say Valley of the, I bet you knew, Dolls. Yeah, that's the biggest selling novel of all time. Debbie's quick buzzer cost her five. Alan's got the lead all to himself once again. There's a signal for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board. Hope you're playing along at home. A lot of information about a famous person. Famous person. I was born in the Bronx, 1931, with the last name Lipschitz. Although I earned a degree in business administration, I preferred singing and playing saxophone with the big bands. I sang in the hit Broadway musical Bells Are Ringing. I won the Tony for my role in The Rothschilds. In 1975, I got my big break in a TV police series set in the 12th precinct of New York's Greenwich Village. Alan.
Hal Linden.
Hal Linden is exactly right, yeah. Started out playing saxophone and singing with a big band. Alan, you've got control of the board. We'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind the number seven.
And if you can stop those flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. We lock the lights into your buzzer. Good luck. Ooh, just missed it, but what do we have for him behind number four?
Kitchen products, a blender, steamer, mixer, ice cream parlor, and more. It's a complete package of nine great kitchen helpers from Waring. 50 years of quality kitchen appliances.
That's over $500 worth of appliances.
Love it. Love milkshakes.
You had a good segment there, Alan, and he's still got the lead. We'll be back to see if he's going to hang on to it. Right now, we'll take time out for this. Well, the challenges are off and running. Alan's in the lead at 30, and Debbie in second place at 25. Champion trails by two. He's at 20. But back with this. Originally given an Italian name meaning of little value, these small squares of pasta. Alan.
Impecunious.
Impecunious. Boy, I love that with meat and cheese and my impecunious. I mean, it's terrific. No way, you were close. Ravioli. Ravioli. A
couple of letters.
Well, I've enjoyed impecunious with jalapenos, right?
I love them. Love them.
We lose five with that, Alan. Sorry about that. Both Little Richard and the Beatles had hits with a song about this long, tall lady. Debbie.
Sally.
Sally, long, tall Sally. Debbie goes into the lead. What's the name of the small, frilly umbrella women use, Debbie?
Parasol.
Parasol it is. And Debbie now with a $10 lead over Alan. Which country awards the military decoration known as the Victoria Cross? Brad.
England.
England is the champion of Sir John Finley. He goes to 25. But Debbie has the lead. Now, Alan had the lead. He did some buying with a $10 lead. Coincidentally, Debbie, you've got a $10 lead. Oh, look at this.
Hi. Debbie, you'll beam when you see these sunny gifts. First, Ray-Ban Tortuga sunglasses. Classic styling and distinctive fashion with the look of golden tortoiseshell. And Ray-Ban glare-beating lenses from Bausch & Lomb. Plus, suntan assistants. Sunmate SB9, a European-styled tanning system for the home. You may enjoy the luxury and beauty of a year-round tan. Furnished by Suntan Assistant. These sunny gifts are normally priced at $1,005. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $10.
Now, sure glad I was selling this to a lady. The guys wouldn't even have noticed what we were selling. Debbie, now, you're expecting a baby, right?
Yes.
So right after you have the baby, you'll want to relax. Mm-hmm. You can get a nice tan.
And I'll want to look just like that.
Just like that, absolutely. Yeah. And the sunglasses, too. We'll make them with road-colored glasses if you like. $1,005 worth of the sunning, a lot of fun. And the glasses, $10 it would cost. If you bought it, we'd have a three-way tie. And she's reaching. Let me help you reach. Let me give you... Want me to give you some money, too? Would that help you reach? $300 in cash, going once, going twice. Debbie, you should have reached. Sales surprise. What did you hide this in? Oh, under the door. It also had, as a surprise, $600 more in cash. Oh, I wish you had bought, Debbie. Okay. But you've got the lead. That may turn out to be the right decision. Got to play the game the way you want. By what five-letter word do we usually refer to an elephant's proboscis? Alan.
Trunk.
Trunk is what it is. Alan goes back to 30. In 1974, what state elected John Glenn to the U.S. Senate? Alan.
Ohio.
Yes, indeed. Two in a row for Alan, who ties Debbie for first place. What type of doctor specializes in childbirth? Brad.
A gynecologist.
No.
Obstetrician.
The other one. Yeah. Childbirth is the obstetrician. Boy, I bet Debbie knew that one. You lose five with that, Brad. Down to 20. In what country would you be vacationing if you were losing your shirt at the gambling resort? Brad.
Nevada. Monaco.
Close. Yeah. It's the same as that one that Alan answered before. Yes, I was going to say the gambling resort of Monte Carlo, and Monaco, of course, is the country. Took a chance. Did not pay off. The champion loses five. In 1886, Bloomingdale's opened its first department store in this eastern, Brad?
New York City.
That's where it was, in New York. And Brad, back to the $20 mark. I love this. Talking about Bloomingdale's, during the energy crunch of the late 70s, Nancy Reagan's good friend, Betsy Bloomingdale, she reported that one way that she saved energy, she was trying to help friends, she asked her servants not to turn on the self-cleaning oven until after 7 in the evening. That's what solved the whole problem for us. We'll be right back. Before we get back to business, I was thinking about it with that Bloomingdale's question. When I used to live in New York, I used to say that when I passed away, my wife loved that store, I wanted to have my ashes sprinkled in Bloomingdale's so that she'd come to visit me at least once a week. It is Alan at 35, Debbie also at 35, and the champion trails by $15 at 20. Talking about 15, there's a $15 money card going up on the board now. Back to the fame game and a famous place. I am a planet, one of the largest in the solar system. I'm named for the Roman god of agriculture. Brad.
Saturn.
Yes, with limited information. Very nicely done. I am impressed. Well, there's a $15 money card where, Summer?
Behind the number two.
Oh, I need
two
that.
Two of them up there. Lights are flashing. You might need it. Good luck. We're locked into
Come
you.
Come on, two.
Oh, it's a $10 money card. We add that $10 money card to the champion score, and he pulls it within $5 of Alan and Debbie. The game is a lot closer back with this. Only one man in the major leagues has hit more career home runs than Babe Ruth. Alan?
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is right. Alan back into the lead by five. A legal document which authorizes a person to act in another's place. Alan?
A proxy.
Proxy or power of attorney. Either one acceptable, and two in a row for Alan. A $10 lead. What TV comedian of the 50s and 60s created the Mean Whittle Kid and Clem Knittelhofer? Brad?
Red Skelton.
Red Skelton it is, and Brad ties Debbie for second place at 35. But it is Alan who has the lead. Alan has a $10 lead. Does Alan like this?
Alan, live the comfortable life with these beautiful matching chairs imported from Italy. Meticulously detailed hand-carved walnut frames with double cane back and reversible cushions from California Furniture Galleries. And it's normally priced at $1,698. But today on sale of the century of the year is for only $15.
A couple of beautiful chairs. $1,698 chairs.
Beautiful chairs.
And the cost, 15? No, not 15. You can have the chairs for 10 bucks. We would have a three-way tie. You'd have $1,698 worth of chairs for $10. Going once.
Come on.
Going twice. And no sale on the chairs. Alan wants that lead. Can he hang on to it? We'll find out as we go down to the wire right after this. Don't go away. Games are too close to buy a lot today. Our champion Brad Nedrud looking for another crack at the winner's board, but he's been pushed all day, and right now he's in second place. He and Debbie are 35. Alan has a $10 lead at 45. During the mid-19th century, of which country was Benito Juarez president? Brad.
Mexico.
Mexico it is. Champion in the second place at 40. The most popular pinup among American GIs in World War, Alan?
Russell.
Nope. World War II was the girl with $1 million legs, Betty Grable. And Alan loses five, and he and Brad are now on a tie, and Debbie just a question behind. When she glanced back and saw what was going on in the city of Sodom, Alan?
Lot's wife.
More, please.
Mrs. Lot.
More, please.
Sodom.
Oh, Lot's wife changed into what? A pillar of salt. You said Lot's wife. We gave you the chance to finish it because I was going to say Lot's wife. And unfortunately, couldn't come up with the salt, which goes on the peppers. And you lose five down to 35. Brad's in the lead. And now we're going to have a $25 money card added to the board. Third and final crack of the fame game. Famous thing. I am the object of a legend that dates back to the 15th century. When a king saved an old lady from drowning, she cast a spell over him. Brad.
The sword of... Excalibur.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, a break for the challengers. No dollar value playing for control of the board. You stay at 40, and as we clear the board, we'll continue for Alan and Debbie. She casts a spell over him. If he kissed me while under the spell, he would gain the ability to speak softly and convincingly. I am a stone placed in the wall of a castle. Alan.
The Blarney Stone.
That's exactly what it is, the Blarney Stone. Very importantly, Alan gets control of that board. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind the number six.
Two of them to shoot for. Again, locked into your buzzer, Alan. Good luck.
Come on, six.
Yeah! All right. Alan picks a $25 money card. We add that to his score, and he vaults into the lead as we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Alan. Now at $60, the champion trails by 4 questions at 40, and Debbie trails by 5 at 35. Good luck. We start the speed round now. 3 types of what flying insect are bumble, honey, and queen? Alan.
Bees.
Right. What 3 letters are used as the international distress signal? Alan.
S.O.S.
Right. Name the cartoon character who owns a dog named Snoopy. Brad.
Charlie Brown.
Time. Yeah, we'll accept it. What sport is associated with the great coach Vince Lombardi? Alan.
Football.
Right. In what American city would you find areas called Back Bay and Beacon Hill? Alan.
Boston.
Right. Name the actress who played TV's Laura Petrie and Mary Richards. Brad.
Time.
What type, clear the board, what type of vegetable is a scallion? Alan.
It's an onion.
Right. Name the South American country whose capital is Buenos Aires. Brad.
Argentina.
Right. How many sides does an octagon have?
Brad. 8.
Right. What fruit has varieties called navel and mandarin? Brad.
Orange.
Right. What is carried through the Trans-Alaska pipeline? Alan.
Oil.
Right. What holy city is surrounded entirely by the city of Rome? Brad.
Vatican City.
Right. Name the great director whose biography is simply titled Hitch. Time is up, and Alan is the new champion on Planet of the Century. Congratulations to the new champion. In fact, I think he stretched his lead out a little bit there in the speed round. Back to Alan in a moment. The director whose biography is entitled Hitch. Time ran out before we got the answer. Alfred Hitchcock and Laura Petrie and Mary Richards, both played by Mary Tyler Moore. We have to say goodbye, first of all, to our champion. But, Brad, what a great stay you've had with a pocket recorder, a great shopping spree, Santa Barbara trip, stereo, camera, $1,960 in cash. You are well over $9,700 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Brad. Fine champion. Debbie didn't pick up anything along the way. Hope you had a good time. And good luck with the baby, Malone. Thank you for joining us. But Alan is the new champion. He's going to join me at the winner's board. Come on, Alan. Great speed round. You went in $20 ahead. You came out $30 ahead. Okay, you really mastered the champion in the speed round. And now, up there on the winner's board, you could get a beautiful computer. Wonderful trip to Aruba is up there. There's some wonderful artwork. And how about this lovely ring, Jay?
Ring in an elegant lifestyle with this lovely lady's ring in 18-karat gold, a beautiful basket weave design set with pave diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And this prize is worth $2,575.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it is up here on the board. Incidentally, before we get to the board, you may have seen during the course of that speed round everything, the scores jumping around, but the way they finished up were the exact scores, and indeed, Alan is the champion, so pardon the bouncing around, but they came out right. Right now, they're going to come out with a prize for Alan. Brand new board with a new champion. 20 numbers, you make a match, that prize is yours. So good luck, Alan, and start picking.
Got to start with 6.
Number 6, and that starts with a trip, a great trip. Match that with the other trip. You got a trip to Aruba.
19.
Number 19, ring. There's the ring we were just looking at.
4.
Number 4, we're looking for him. You got it. We got a man. Sensational trip. Wonderful trip. And Jay will tell you all about it, Alan.
Enjoy the romance of the islands on your trip to beautiful Aruba in the Caribbean. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Miami, where the gracious hospitality of the Dutch Caribbean begins with your non-stop flight from Miami to Aruba on ALM Antillean Airlines, furnished by ALM Antillean Airlines. And there, you'll have 1 week at the DVDV Beach Hotel in Aruba, one of the most intimate and charming in the Caribbean, furnished by DVDV Beach Hotel. And this prize is worth $2,864.
And that's yours. Great. Oh, look at this. In honor of the trip.
Oh,
thank you. Oh, gee, thank you, sir. We got terrific. You're off to Aruba. We got ourselves. They put the jalapeno peppers in there. We'll be right back after this. Alan, keep your peppers out of here. I don't know about your commercial break, but we were sure enjoying ours. Alan's got one prize off that winner's board. Boy, that's potent. Got one prize off that winner's board, and he can stay here, of course, till he gets everything off that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
total, over $100,000 in cash and prizes could be yours, Alan, and a great one-day total. You did some buying, you got that great trip to Aruba, and with some cash, not a bad one-day total, $3,985 in cash and prizes. Two new challenges next time on Sail of the Century. Let's sit down here, Alan.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.